today is found in the book of Genesis, chapter 19, 20, and 21. We left off speaking to you last week how that the angels took Lot by the hand and led him and his wife and his two daughters out of Sodom, the Lord being merciful unto him and giving unto him to be spared from this awful catastrophe that fell upon these people dwelling in Sodom and Gomorrah. We spake to you of how that Lot even lingered, how that he was in a way very slow in making haste to get out of the city. His heart was so attached yet to Sodom and to everything that he had in Sodom, and therefore the angels took him by the hand and led him out. Or otherwise, he probably would have remained there. We spake to you on this wise, as God led you out of this world, which is a Sodom, and which soon shall be destroyed. As God taken you in love by the hand and led you out and given you to see what the end of this world will be and what the end of you will be if you continue to serve this world? Have you been given by the grace of God to forsake your sins and to turn back unto God and to seek him? What a mercy. We find in this, my hearers, that the salvation of God's people is of God. For if God doth not lead us out, we most certainly will remain in the world. And now after they had led Lot out and his wife and daughters, they spake unto him and told him that he should flee to the mountain, that he should not dwell in the plain, but that he should go up to the mountain. And we find Lot interceding and begging that he would not have to go up to the mountain, for he feared that some ill might come upon him and he would die. There was a little city nearby called Zoar, and would he not be permitted to enter into this city? He then interceded that he wouldn't have to go up to the mountain. He would have rather go into this city. Now, the people in this city probably were not as wicked as those that were in Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lot interceding was not so anxious about the people in the city of Zoar, but he was anxious about himself. He was not like Abraham. Abraham interceded for Lot and for the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham had a heart filled with pity and compassion, but Lot, he was only thinking about himself. But where he prayed and asked these angels in this way, they consented that they would spare that city and that he would be enabled then to enter therein. And now this teaches us, my hearers, that if God has taken us out of Sodom, out of this world, then we are not to remain in our sins, but we are to make right paths for our feet, and we are to set our faces heavenward. We are to seek unto Christ, to be found in him. This is fleeing to the mountain. This man Lot was then permitted to enter into this city. It was called Zoar. And here we find, just as soon as he entered this city, the sun arose as he entered in. Sodom and Gomorrah could not be destroyed until he had entered into this city. So it will be in the end of time. All God's dear children will be given to enter into that heavenly Zoar, and then the destruction of the wicked shall come down upon them. And now when he entered into this city, the sun arose. It appeared to be the beginning of a beautiful day. But just as the sun arose, then God sent a storm, a terrible storm. It was something that came from God. It was unnatural. God overthrew the cities of the plain, Sodom and Gomorrah. the five cities thereof. And God rained down upon these people and upon the land a fire from heaven and brimstone. This set the ground on fire, and this destroyed everything that was growing on the ground. And soon the fire was upon the people, and they were all consumed by this fire. It likewise consumed all their dwellings. Everything was laid waste. There was not anything that was spared. This fertile valley, this beautiful place which Lot had chosen to dwell in, became a standing lake even to this day. It is called the Dead Sea. It is in the neighborhood of 80 miles wide and 180 miles long. God made this place a sign and a token of his anger and of his wrath and of his indignation against sinners. Imagine, my hearers, hell rained down from heaven upon these people that dwelt in Sodom and Gomorrah. And they were all consumed by this awful fire that God sent. These people suffered in the manner that they sinned against God. They burned with lust and desired flesh, strange flesh. And God sent a strange fire down upon them, which consumed them. What happened in Sodom and Gomorrah has never happened since. This is the only time that you read of something like this. This came from God. He was the instrument that poured down this on these cities. This is a sign and an emblem of that great and glorious day when God likewise will separate the righteous from the wicked. Often we read in Scripture that the wicked into the lake of this place, which is called the Dead Sea, is a place where nothing grows. The people that have visited it, they upon the water that is in this sea. It's so filled with a bituminous substance that a person, when he attempts to swim, he actually floats right on the top. All around this area, there's no sign of vegetation whatsoever. It remains a standing memorial that God consumed those people. There is nothing left but this lake called the Dead Sea. And now, my hearers, after God had done this, we find that Lot, he's entering into Zoar. And as he enters into Zoar, his wife turns around to look back. And as she turned around to look back against the express commandment of God, she immediately became a pillar of salt. God immediately struck this woman for her disobedience. As she looked back, some think that she already started to go back. As she had it in her mind that it was not true, that God wouldn't do what he had said he was going to do. She had her home, she had her children, and everything that she possessed in Sodom. It may be that she was even a native of Sodom. You don't read that Lot had a wife when he was traveling with Abraham. But when he entered into Sodom to dwell there, he probably married this woman, and she came from these cities. And therefore her heart, her affection, and everything that she had was in Sodom. And she turned around, and as the commentary says, as she looked back, she attempted even to go back against the express commandment of God. Just like Adam and Eve sinned against God, against his express commandment, and they were stricken likewise by being dead in sins and in trespasses, so this woman as she was immediately turned into a metal substance. She was made a monument, an everlasting monument, which, according to the commentary, a pillar of salt. Oh, my hearers, if God leads us out of this world, just think of this woman. She was married to a God-fearing man. The hand and letter out of these, you out of this world, he has set you. He arises and he journeys southward, and he comes into the land of the Philistines, and he makes his dwelling in Gerar. This was the capital city of the land of the Philistines. And when he entered into this city, he said unto those that he met, that his wife was his sister. He didn't disclose to the people that she was his wife. Just as he had done when he had went down into the land of Egypt, when there was a famine in the land, he also took his wife with him. And when he came there, he said that she was his sister. And we find an Abraham not having faith in exercise. He had the fear of death and he had the fear of man in him, but he had no faith in exercise that God could keep him, that God would watch over him, and that God had given him promises concerning him and his wife, and that they would have a child. If he had had faith in exercise, then he would never have said this to these people. For he knew that his life was in the hands of God. He would not have to fear death. God had promised him that they would have a son. The commentary even says that probably Sarah, she was already pregnant for Isaac when they went down into the Philistines' land. The promised son already was on his way.